We're in part nine of our series, and what we're talking about here is putting the flow. We dealt with coming into the flow, and part nine, and this is our finality of our mini balance here on peace. And part nine was talking about putting the flow of favor on lock, how to really lock it. And this is where the Lord began to really deal with us about gathering the fragments. The series on peace itself, as I stated to you guys, it brought us over to the revelation of Jesus being the bread from heaven, and that we should be nourished in that, and what we receive as being nourished from that, we receive absolute faith in the fact that we are prosperous and we are absolutely full of favor. And as we're nourished in that, we're nourished in the word, we're nourished in the things in which he's saying, and we're nourished in the fragments in particular, because the fragments that we gather come from the main source of the word, like a message we hear, and then fragments are released differently for all of us. We all hear differently and those fragments become personal to us. And it's those personal fragments, like Evangelist got a personal note about her regimen and what God wanted her to do. That was a fragment in itself, in which now has nourished her in favor. And we, as we get the word, as we're hearing the word, it's important to really write the notes on the high points, those oohs and those ahs that we talk about, and that hits your spirit, that hits your soul, because those are the places where you're going to get most of your nutrients. They become personal. They get right up in your face. They come right to where you live, and they really, really, really start to tell your story in a personal way. And so today we're going to talk about putting it on lock, gathering the fragments. All right, putting the flow of favor on lock, gather the fragments. And we open up in Galatians 2:21, where we kind of left off on Thursday, I believe. It says, "I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is then in vain." And Paul said, "I do not frustrate the grace of God." Well, I believe the Lord showed Paul something like this, something similar of how to stay in the study. And if it is truly the acceptable year of the Lord, then grace or favor's frustration is going to have to be completely annihilated. It's going to have to be eliminated from our lives. It's going to have to go. We are in the acceptable year of favor, then what frustrates favor is going to have to die. Yes. And frustrating, Evangelist, back to you again, frustrating favor, what frustrates favor is inconsistency. It really does. It's our inconsistent gathering. It's our inconsistent being nourished with the rhema word of God. And so the consistency, if you eat three squares a day, then come on, we got to do the same with the word, as we already had talked about. Now, we see in John 6:5-13, the meal and the fragments. We go back over this here. In John 6:5-13, it says, "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do." I love that. "Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets of fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So when the Lord, as I stated, when the Lord gives a general rhema word, he's essentially feeding us a meal in that word. And after the meal, of course, we eat his flesh and we drink his blood. That is the meal that we eat, which is, again, the rhema. When the meal is finished, there is usually fragments that are left over. And this is where God really wants to drill this today, because if we're moving forward in this series, this really needs to be established in everyone that's been following this series. And so there are fragments that remain. Hence, the Lord wants us to stay in the study at least three times a day. The study should be consistent by gathering the fragments. We know that fragments, we learn this, means a piece. It means a bit or broken. The root meaning means breaking of bread or communion. This one stuck out. You're going to get something new from this one here. Breaking of bread or communion. The fragments of the rhema are those little savory nuggets that we delight in during the meal, those sidebars of revelation that quicken us within the already quickened word that's being spoken. They are the oohs and the ahs. It's these fragments that create meals. So a little piece becomes a whole meal while you're eating. He could give you one word that explodes in your spirit, and all of a sudden you take that word and you move with that one word and it becomes a meal. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So it's within the fragments of rhema that we will be sustained perfectly, everyone. In the flow of favor, it's within the fragments that we will find the acceptable year of the Lord. Because gathering fragments, and this is kind of new to the series, we got the definition that it means communion. But really, the Lord exploded to me that it is the true communion. You know how we come into church and we, you know, and once a month, they usually do it on the first of the month where churches wear all white to feel holy, and they get the grape juice, or some churches use the Manischewitz wine or what have you, and they break the wafers and you know, the unleavened wafers or the unleavened crackers or you know, the matzah crackers or whatever. And they have communion. And it's like a type and shadow, really, still of what it should be even now in the New Testament. That what they do on that Sunday, really, unless a church is really moving in a rhema, it really isn't. I'm going to say this, and don't be mad at me because all the years you took communion, it really isn't communion. If they're doing it without a revelation, if they're doing it without rhema involved in it, it really is not bringing them, it's really not coming into the remembrance of Jesus. It's just one of those things. It's just a custom in Christian churches for the most part. Trust me, I've been there. I can tell you there were some Sundays that we did it, it was on point. But if we weren't really focused on the subject or we weren't really in it, it was just another communion Sunday. And if you don't agree, I'm sorry, but that's just the truth of it. See, gathering fragments is the true communion. Now watch this. In the book of 1 Corinthians 11 and 24, and when he had given thanks, it says here, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now the word broken is the same exact root word of fragments. Watch this now. Watch this connection. It's the same exact root word. The root meaning of fragment means breaking of bread or communion. The word broken actually is the same root word, means breaking of bread or communion. So now when Jesus performed the miracle of the five loaves and two fish, he was really giving a revelation to us consistently eating his word, which is him. He was giving a rhema about how we should gather fragments after having a meal and continue to eat him, because it would keep us in remembrance of him. It would cause, which remembrance means recollection. Look at that, recollection. Look at that, gather fragments, recollect.
Wow.
And so when you understand what he was saying there, he was saying recollect the rhemas that came inside of the rhema, because you'll stay in a place of remembering me. You'll stay in a place where I am consciously, not subconsciously, because it also means to bring back to conscience mind. And so it brings back to conscience mind who Christ is, who and where we are with him. I mean, it brings everything to our conscience. And by doing this, it opens up a realm of favor and prosperity. We're nourished with him. Jesus said, he that eateth me will live by me. So therefore, we live by his means. We live by who he is. So real communion is gathering fragments. It really is looking into the rhema word. You don't need grape juice. I'm going to tell you, you don't need, oh, call me blasphemous if you want to. You don't need the wafers. You don't need those things. All you need is the fragments that he gave you when he visited you on this Sunday. He leaves behind fragments and which are left there. They're the broken pieces of him. They're the broken pieces of him that he gives to you personally for you to have personal communion with Alpha and Omega, praise God.
Hallelujah, right. Jesus.
So that's what real communion is. Don't get me wrong. If you want to do the custom of the wafers and the juice, that's up to you. If that's what, you know, if that's how you feel. But listen, we're healed because we're eating the bread of life. He is the communion and his blood is the wine we drink. That when, how do I know when I'm drinking the wine? I know it, because when my mind begins to shift and expiating force is on me, propitiation is on me, I have drank the wine. I'm not just eating the body, but now I have drank the wine, the blood of Jesus, changing my mindset. This is true communion. Fragment gathering is true communion. Now, the word broken, as I said, is the same word as fragments. The broken body of Jesus is the real unleavened bread for true communion. Every time we gather fragments, which we know as the fragments are the fragments of the rhema word, these little savory nuggets that we delight in, the sidebars of revelation that quicken us within the already quickened word that's being spoken, they are the oohs and the ahs, which we know that pierce our souls. This is the true bread from heaven, everyone. Jesus broke his body so that we could eat him in fragments. And I said, Lord, why fragments? He said, because you're not able to consume me all at once.
Amen.
Not in these earthly bodies. You can't eat all of who Christ is at one time. Now, I said to you that the word remembrance means recollection or recollection. The word recollection, I love this. Look at the first definition of the Webster's Dictionary, the noun for recollection. The noun definition means tranquility of mind, peace.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Wow.
The word recollection in itself points to peace. So as we're gathering fragments, we're actually receiving tranquility of mind. We're walking into peace as we're gathering. This is true communion.
Man,
this
God.
Is true communion. So to word the word recollect means to bring back to the level of conscience awareness. Sometimes when we haven't eaten, and you guys all know it and I know it, when we haven't had a bite to eat in the rhema, we could actually, things that were on in a conscious position could actually fall to a subconscious position, which is not so bad because most of our actions come from our subconscious. But the Lord wants us to have a conscience mind concerning him. Evangelist said it, that we're renewed, we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. God wants us to be renewed all day long.
Amen.
Why? Because he wants us in peace all day long. He wants us in prosperity all day long, in favor, hallelujah, all day long, healing flowing all day long. Praise God. So now this is actually true communion. So when I go back after the word, after I heard this word today, and whatever strikes me, whatever quickens my spirit, blesses my soul, I go back over and I have another meal. I now have communion with the Lord. I have a personal communion with the Lord, with Alpha and Omega. I'm now truly in a place of real communion. And in touching that place of true communion, it brings forth his peace. It brings forth his peace. It causes peace to flow like a river because I'm in a place. This is true remembrance. Let me tell you something. If you don't enter into the peace of God, you remember all those times, just think back all those times you took communion and look back in your mind's eye and think about, did peace really always come over you? Did peace always come over you? Seriously. No, it didn't, because it was more custom than anything. If peace doesn't show up at the end of communion, you didn't have communion, period. But when we come into remembrance, when we are recollecting and we're eating of what he has said, it always produces tranquility of mind. It always produces peace. That's true communion. So now, the word remembrance actually points to how we receive his peace. Gathering fragments is remembrance of him. Gathering fragments gives us peace. We are actually in the true heavenly communion there. But it's just a bite at a time. It's just a bite at a time. We can't handle all of the glory. Watch this now. In the book of Exodus, chapter 33, 17 through 23, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace." I love that. He tells Moses, "Thou hast found grace in my sight. And I know thee by name." And he said, "I beseech thee, shew me thy glory." This is what Moses said. "Show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy." That's one of Prophet's favorite scriptures. And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is," oh, hallelujah, "there is a place by me." Oh, Jesus, I bless you. "And thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passes by that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." And this is what the Lord said. He said, these fragments are like the moment when, oh, hallelujah, when God passed by Moses. And the glory that was there when Moses was standing there in the cleft of the rock, when he was there upon the rock, which the word rock actually means refuge. It means the mighty God or the strength. See, when you're eating the fragment of the Lord, there's enough glory that comes out that gives you refuge. It reveals the mighty God. It reveals his strength, but you couldn't consume the entirety of it at one time. So he says, so just gather the fragments that remain, that nothing will be lost. There's enough power in the fragments that will give you refuge. There's enough power in the fragments that will reveal my might. There's enough power that will give you strength just in the fragments.
Hallelujah, God.
You gather those fragments, I guarantee you're going to find your refuge. You're going to find the mighty God. You're going to be strengthened by him. Because the rock is Christ.
Yeah.
The rock that Moses was standing upon, he said, "You'll stand upon a rock." That rock was Christ. The cleft of the rock was Christ. We're in a place of refuge. We're able to handle the rhema word because of this rock, because of Christ. But he said, "You only need the fragments. That's all I want you to do is gather them. Just as I could not show Moses my entire glory." He said this. He said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." Do you think you could handle all of the goodness of the Lord at one time? No. No man can look upon the face of the Lord and live. Not in these earthly bodies. We can't. So he simply says, gather the fragments. Eat the fragments. Because the fragments are just, they're the rock, they're the place of your refuge. It's the place where my might and my strength are revealed. And remember this, to hear, everyone, listen, this is our correlation here. This reminded me of Joshua. To hear is to see. Remind me of you, Jay, to hear is to see. When we hear, we see. There's no difference in hearing and seeing. So Moses was not allowed to look upon. We can't handle hearing at all. Just as Moses couldn't see the entire glory of the face of God, we couldn't handle hearing or seeing all of his rhema at one time. Mark 4 and 33 confirms this. It says, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. Mm-hmm. Only thing you need is the fragment. That's all. He's giving you what you're able to hear when you're gathering and you're consuming the fragments. It's what you're able to hear. It's what you can bear. It's what you need. It will become refuge. It will become might, and it will become strength unto you. You will find your place of prosperity. You will find your place of favor. Listen, it becomes what you need. It will be your deliverance. It will bring you out, I promise you. It will carry you over. It will sustain. It will do just what he said it would do. It will unlock the acceptable year of the Lord unto you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's just in the fragment. Jesus is the rock and the cleft of the rock. We in these earthly bodies cannot handle all of the glory of God at once, but Christ in us gives us refuge and strength to imbibe the glory. He even said it like this in Mark 4, to him that hath shall more be given. So obviously he's not trying to stuff you with the entirety of his person, because you'd never be able to take it. But if you just gather the fragments, if you just eat the pieces that fall, the ones that break off, that become personal to you, if you'll get up and imbibe it, take it to the head, smoke it. I mean, do what he says do. Those things will change the narrative of your life. They will change the narrative, not just of your day, but of your entire life. Christ in us gives us refuge. He does. He gives us the strength to imbibe the glory of God via this rhema word. Just a bite at a time is more than enough. Just a bite at a time. Calling him to the consciousness, to the forefront, keeping him, not just calling him, keeping him. Mm-hmm. I think something that the scripture says something like this. We learned this early in the series. He says, and you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Just a bite at a time keeps him there, keeps him to the forefront. This is perfect communion. Then we also learn that the acceptable year is truly found in the fragments. It's found there. If it's the year of grace, if it's the year of favor that he's revealing, that is the acceptable year. So now what's found here in the fragments, watch this. It means the divine influence, that's what grace is, upon the heart. Evangelist Darrell taught this a long time ago. It's reflection in the life. It means benefit. It means favor. And then there was another definition that I liked in grace. It means the spiritual condition of one governed by the power of divine grace. All right. Now, if we lose, he said, gather the fragments that nothing be lost. If they're lost, watch this. They're put out of the way entirely. It's abolished. It's put to an end or to ruin. It destroys. So when we don't gather and they're lost, it puts it out of the way. It's abolished. It really becomes grace's frustration. Grace's frustration is the inconsistency of gathering. It becomes frustrating to grace. Grace wants to release favor. Grace wants to bring us into the dimension of being without spot or wrinkle, bringing us into a dimension that we're full of favor, full of prosperity, full of rescue, that we've already been rescued. But when we don't gather, we're not governed by it. You see, he wants us governed by the power of divine grace. And it's in the gathering that we're governed. We're looked after properly, protected. All right. Now, he told them to gather up the 12 that remain. The number 12, it's considered a perfect number, and it symbolizes, watch this, God's power and authority Gather up the 12. 12 what? The basket's full of fragments. Look at the symbolism here. Look at the rhema behind this. It says to gather the 12. It means you're gathering God's power and authority, as well as serving as a perfect governmental foundation. It also is symbolized as completeness. So now if you're looking for the governing power of God, it's in the fragments. All right. But if you don't gather, it's just like Proverbs 13. It says there's much food in the tillage of the poor, but there is want because of lack of judgment, and it's destroyed because of want of judgment. All right. The same thing. It's there. But unfortunately, it's put out of the way entirely when you won't gather it, when you won't look into what you've heard. Somebody say amen if you're hearing me.
Amen.
All right. Now. So now you find governmental power, you find governmental God's power and authority here in the 12 or in the baskets of the fragments or in the fragment itself. So the apostles gathered 12 baskets from the five, which means grace. Oh, look what's governing now. Grace begins to govern. Favor. Oh, I'm governed by favor. That's the revelation behind here. So 12 is the number of God's divine government. It's within the fragments. His power and authority within those fragments and becoming complete are two found in the fragments. Remember, Isaiah told us that the government would be on his shoulder. Well, this is how you get that government on your shoulder. Gather the fragments. So now governing power comes in the form of favor, in the form of grace. This is how we will be sustained in favor. It's within the fragments that favor isn't going to be lost, ruined, or destroyed. The initial meal was housed in one basket, two at best. Watch it this. The fragments were collected and filled 12. What I'm saying is there is more substance to sustain in the fragments than the meal itself. You got to gather them. You got to eat them daily and be sustained in favor, for each piece will become a meal. And the meal will create more fragments. I believe this is the exclamation point on why we should stay in the study. Gathering fragments will keep your soul living in fatness. It will destroy grace or favors frustration. Let's get a couple more confirmations to bring us into more than that which is necessary. Let's look at a couple more things here. But the Lord really wants you to get this today. Listen, there are things, guys, that are settled in the lives of most Christians right now that have become so acceptable. Sin is not being rooted, neither is the light of God's word shining on it like it ought to. This is a side note that just dropped in my spirit, but there's such sin that is not being checked. And I believe it has a lot to do with the fact that Christians will not gather or do not gather fragments. Because the word of the Lord is light, and it does bring revelation. It reveals things. And I believe that the inconsistent fragment gathering is causing us Christians to settle into places of sin that is not being checked. And this is another reason why grace is frustrated. It's frustrated. It truly is. Because the light of the word of the Lord is supposed to be revealing these things. Let me read this. It says in Psalms 36, 7 through 9, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with fatness, with the fatness of thy house. And thou shalt make them to drink of the river of thy pleasures, my goodness. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. That's what, in thy light shall we see light. So in eating fragments, will we get more fragments? But it's not just a fragment, but it becomes illumination. There's a lot of things, as I stated, and this is a total sidebar that's coming from the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things in which I stated that there's not enough light shining on it. So we're still stuck like Chuck, and we become, it's become the new norm in our lives. There's not enough light, but if we eat the fragments, they'll create more fragments, and all fragments create light. It illuminates. the truth of Christ and how we should be walking and how we should be living. Because we're supposed to be living in the abundance of it and then satisfied with the fatness of his house. And God wants to uproot everything that's become an obstacle or a stumbling block. God wants to reveal something, because at the last trump, when it sounds, listen, we're going to be judged by even the secret things we hold in our hearts. We need fragments to create light. We need an illumination that will come into the place where we match the favor that's coming on our lives. The Bible says, beloved, I pray above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Amen, Lord.
Our health should be springing forth. We shouldn't be going through these things, but there's not enough light, and that's because there's not enough fragment gathering. The Lord is saying something prophetically to some of you right now. You need this. This is your salvation. You've got to gather the fragments that will create the light. And that will also bring you into the place of absolute sanctification again. We shouldn't be going through the things that we go through. We're supposed to be living, and we are prophesied to be living in the year, the acceptable year of the Lord. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we shall see light. It's in the fragments that we stay in the fountain of life, everyone. The rhema is light, and it's in the light fragments that we get more light, more fragments. It's never ending, and so will be favor. So will favor be to us. Favor will be never ending. Boy, oh boy, it's right here. I see a cure-all, and I get to call it that because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So yeah, by staying in the fragments, it is staying in God himself without Amen. Question, without question. Now this is how you establish and you put this flow on lock. Evangelist, it doesn't have to be a one hit wonder. It can become a domino effect in your life, evangelist. It can become a domino effect to where everything you do is full of favor. Every door you need open is blasted wide open. Why? Because you're gathering fragments every 2 hours of the day. You're gathering fragments.
Amen.
By what measure? Look at this. Look at the blessing behind this. By what measure you meet, it shall be met back unto you. Can you imagine the measure that's coming?
Amen, God.
Hallelujah, because of this.
Amen, God. Amen, Lord.
Yes, God.
And don't tell me it's overkill, because if you tell me it's overkill, then you might as well say Jesus was overkill, because he said, everything I did in my Father. Every word I spoke was a word spoken by my Father. Every action I took it because I saw my Father do it. No. No, you go to the place where it's more than necessary. You live in the place where it's more than necessary. Hallelujah. You determine, my God, I'll say it again. You determine your own harvest.
Yes, sir.
You determine your own harvest. I hope the light of God's word is coming on in somebody's spirit right now. And I hope somebody's getting broken out of some places that have been mundane, that have been lethargic, where you've just been sitting there in it like it's normal. No, it's not normal. The only reason why it's become normal is because it's dark. But my God, if you eat this fragment, light will shine. And in the light, you'll see more light. It'll bring you right to where you truly belong.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This is what the Lord has done for us. He's done this. This is the year that he said, I did this for you guys. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness.
Yes, God.
And thy paths dropped fatness. He crowned, he encircled. The word crown means to encircle for attack or protection. The word goodness, why would I put goodness in the place of favor? Because it means prosperity and favor. The Hebrew word for goodness means prosperity and favor. So now with this favor that's going to be on lock, flowing, he's crowning, he's encircling us. This is our position, Kurt, to attack, and it's our position of protection. We attack from this position, from the crowning, from the place of peace. We attack from here. We call down enemies. We pull down strongholds from this place, not from a place where our backs are against the wall. No. We pull it down from being crowned. We pull it down from the goodness. We fight from the position of, listen to me now, we fight from the position of prosperity and favor. We don't fight to get to prosperity and fight favor. We fight from this position.
Amen.
I put my hands up to throw fists when I'm in prosperity and favor. Our problem has been, is we've been throwing fists to try to get here. No. We gather fragments to get here. And when I get here, I'm encircled for attack and protection. Yeah. Guys with more money win wars. Superpowers. You won't see third world countries coming away too often in a victory in a war. But let a superpower go in that's full of money, full of weaponry, full of the best communication systems. Let them go in. It's the it's that place of prosperity and favor. That's where we make war. That's where we make war, right there. This is where we attack from. He's crowning us this year. He's encircling us this year and forevermore, that we can attack our enemies from here and be protected from here. We do it here. He's crowned the year with goodness, with prosperity and favor. His paths are dropping fatness. So this year, we're crowned with it, prosperity and favor. And it's this year that I'll strategize differently. You should strategize. You will strategize differently.
Mm-hmm.
You'll fight with prosperity. You'll fight with favor. You'll push through your enemies with the favor of God on your side. It reminds me of one of my favorite stories when the Israel children of Israel, when they were the host of Israel was going out to battle. And the word of the Lord came and said, when you hear the sound of the going in the mulberry trees is when you go. The sound of the going was angels running on the top of the trees, and they were running on top of the trees, and they ran past the army, the Israel's army, and they got to the battlefield. And when Israel got there, everybody, all their enemies were slain. Why? That was favor going before them. They fought with favor. They fought with God's prosperity, with God's means. And that's how we're to fight. I just feel that for some reason. We're going to take a different position this year. Hey, glory. Somebody bless woke God. Up. Hallelujah, bless Jesus. God.
Hallelujah.
Once again, the fragments are greater than the meal itself. They're greater than the meal, and it behooves you not to establish a flow, to put a flow on lock here. In John 6, 12 and 13, it says, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets within the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. The word remain, watch this, it means superabound in quantity or quality.
Mm.
It's where you become or where it is superfluous. It is the place of increase. And it's the place where you become the better. So now, the true nourishment and strength is in these fragments. As I stated to you guys before, and I'm about to close, it's the place where we find personal communion with Alpha and Omega, the Father and the Son. It's within them that we become superfluous and we become better. We become better here within the fragments. Oh, God. The Lord said, lift your hands if you're hearing this word. It's within the fragments. The rhema within the rhema. We used to speak a word about from general to personal, that we wanted, we hear a general word, but it ought to become personal in our lives. Even the post-experience revelation was pointing to personal. Well, now this revelation on fragments is pointing back to the personal places between you and Christ the Lord. It's in there that you find self-development. It's within the there that you grow, you become the better. You become superfluous, you increase. Your soul prosperity is, it matches or will determine your outward prosperity, your health. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. One last time, fragments were always designed to keep a steady flow of favor. And I'm closing with this. They were always designed to keep a steady flow of his favor. Going back to the Garden of Eden, the rhema of the four rivers in Eden are fragments that water the entire garden. They're fragments. And they keep it flourishing. They kept it flourishing at all time. One river broke off into four rivers. Now the word broke there hence means fragments. One river became four fragments. All right. They water the garden. The first one was increase. That's the name of the first river. Jay did a marvelous teaching on this. The first one was increase. Listen, everybody, if this is how the garden was sustained, if this doesn't tell you to get up off your lazy behind and gather some fragments, I don't know what to tell you. But the first river was called increase. And bursting forth was the meaning of the second river. Rapidly, evangelists, it happens quick. Rapidly was the name of the third river. The four rivers in Genesis, you can look at it when you get some time. The third one, it meant rapidly. The fourth meant fruitfulness. So the saying that God gave Jay that we've lived by, and now we can really, my God, does this thing have such weight? This is the saying that God gave us out of that. He gave it to Jay. We have Christ bringing increase, bursting forth rapidly. With grace and favor, that we might show the fruitfulness of God in our lives. Well, the Lord revealed these four rivers again in us. He did. He said, I gave them to you. They're in you, the four postures that keep this water at all times. Man, ox, eagle, and lion. These postures help us to maintain in the place of receiving the rhema word. Sometimes I have to be humble. As man, weak, just totally laid out before God. That's all. All of them have to be really functioning, really. Then I have to, sometimes I recognize I'm more the ox, where I'm just in the place of endurance. Sometimes I'm being watered by vision. I'm up high. I'm seeing low. I'm seeing everything around me. And then sometimes I'm watered in the place of the lion, where my courage is up. My strength is like nobody's business, where I feel like I can run through troops. I can leap over walls. I feel like there's nothing that can harm me, but I'm being watered in these four postures. No matter what posture that we're in, it waters and nourishes our soul. So we have the potential. We essentially have the potential to flourish and flow like Eden, where Eden had it on lock, where everything was always replenished. You take one, another grew in its place. This is what God is trying to establish in us, the Edens in us. But we must gather the fragments, everyone, because it's within the fragments that we start to function like Eden. In every meal, it has to be done. It's got to be done daily. gather them after every meal. And this has to be done daily. Don't let any be lost. Yes. They're far too valuable. They're far too valuable. You don't understand what you're holding. My goodness. Jesus. My God. You have to gather them. They have such value. They will change the narrative. The weak will say, I am strong. The poor will begin to say, I am rich. But you got to gather. You got to gather. That's the depth of peace. This is the depth of peace that he's brought us to. This is the depth of it right here. Oh, my God. We won't lose. We will never lose. Because our Lord is victorious. He's victorious. To say the least.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So if you want to put the flow on lock, if you don't want to ever see favor and prosperity leave your life again, be nourished in the fragments of his word. Take the time and have communion with him. True communion. Eat his flesh. Drink his blood. Watch how healing springs forth, man. Watch how he becomes a fountain of youth to you. Watch how your prosperity favor just go wild. Jesus. That's all it takes, everyone. That's all it's going to take. Please, don't be remiss. But everybody on this line knows you could use some more light. And in his light, he'll see light. You'll see. Jesus, my Lord.
Bless God.
Oh, God, I give you praise, yes. Oh, we got a few comments here. Elder Allison says amen and amen. Elder Donna says, bless God. Jay says, this is really good. Elder Donna says, hallelujah. And Jay says, amen. Praise be to God. Well, Father, I proclaimed your word. I certainly did. And truly, I believe everything that came out of my mouth. I've been experiencing it, my Lord. I've been seeing it. Several of us have been seeing it, Lord Jesus. To be nourished in the unleavened bread as opposed to eating the leaven is changing things all around us, Master. The outcomes, Lord God, that were and that the enemy dictated and controlled, they're changing. We're not living by his narrative any longer, Jesus. We're being nourished in yours. How awesome is this? Oh, God, how awesome is this? You amaze me, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
You truly amaze me. You've made it so simple, but yet we make it so complex at times. Please, Lord God, keep us in the simplicity of your word. just watching daily, watching and experiencing you and having communion within the fragments, within the broken pieces of your body. You told me you got broken so we could eat. So we could eat. This is my body, you said, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. I see it plainly, Master. Gathering fragments keeps my conscience alive to the truth of your kingdom, to the truth of your person. Healing is healed here. I give you praise. I can see things here, Master, plainly. You are the reality, and everything else is a lie. And I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise, Jesus, for your reality. Give you praise, Master. Grafting us into your reality. I give you glory and I give you honor. Stamp this one on us. Stamp this on us, Lord. We'll gather the oohs and the ahs. And we'll eat them. Thank you, Master. For in the fragments, we're finding refuge. We're finding how mighty you are. We're finding our strength. Keep this in the forefront of our minds, please. Let it become yet another staple. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, that's all I've got for you guys today. That's everything.
Bless God.
That's everything.